for your Wolf News Update on KWVF, Guerneville.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Wednesday, January 3rd. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. Highway 1, just north of Highway 116 near Jenner, is back open this morning following a tanker truck overturning last night around 5 p.m. The double tanker truck was hauling 8,500 gallons of gas and diesel fuel when it drifted off the road due to poor visibility. The driver was not injured and no fuel spilled. The road was closed until early this morning so crews could offload the fuel and then remove the truck and trailers. The first snow survey of the season took place yesterday, and the results were not what we had hoped for. The survey location at Phillips Station, just west of Lake Tahoe, recorded a snow depth of 7.5 inches and a snow water content of 3 inches, or 30% of average. Last year, there was 5 feet of snow. It was 177% of average. The good news is, statewide, the average reservoir water storage is at 116% of normal. Carol Hart, the former regional parks director for Sonoma County, has been elected chair of the California Coastal Commission. The 66-year-old San Rosa resident has been on the commission since 2019. The Coastal Commission plans and regulates the use of land and water in the coastal zone, which extends 3 miles offshore and 1,000 yards inland along the entire California coast. In sports, Steph Curry scored 36 points to lead the Warriors over the Orlando Magic 121-115. They're at home against the Nuggets on Thursday. Your forecast, a chance of a scattered shower or thundershower early, then clearing for the afternoon. It will be cool. Low to mid-50s, Santa Rosa at 56. Tonight, mainly clear and cold, mid-30s. Tomorrow, sunny with upper 50s. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
The Pacific Coast Air Museum is fun for everyone to visit. It's a family-friendly, easily accessible, open-air museum right at the Sonoma County Airport, with over 35 historic aircraft on display and indoor exhibits, too. Bring your friends and family when they come to visit. There are lots of special events for kids and adults year-round, and the gift shop has a nice variety of aviation-themed gifts. The next time you need a venue for a party, reunion, meeting, or any type of event, remember, PCAM is available for all kinds of gatherings. You can set up under the Butler hangar or mix and mingle among the aircraft. Either way, it will be a truly unique and memorable experience. Plenty of room for active children, docent-led tours are available, and there's a flight simulator available every Friday through Sunday. The Pacific Coast Air Museum is more than a museum. It's also a really cool place to hold your event. Find out more online at PacificCoastAirMuseum.org. PacificCoastAirMuseum.org.
Having a heater problem is bad. Getting someone to look at it can be worse. Not at Same Day Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, the North Bay's fastest growing home services company. It's fixed on the same day or you don't pay. Start with our introductory $29 heater tune-up. That's 75% off. Just $29. If you're tired of waiting to hear back from a plumber or furnace company, hit up SameDayNorthBay.com today. Always free estimates and second opinions. SameDayNorthBay.com. That's SameDayNorthBay.com.
They say nothing can break the bond of sisterhood, except defaulting on your SBA loan and hurtling your LLP into Chapter 7. This is Jason Walsh from North Bay Biz Magazine, and this month we're looking at the highs and lows of going into business with your sister. Sister bizzers abound in the North Bay, and we talk with multiple sibling business partners who've traded pulling each other's hair or pulling together a solid business plan. Check out these sister success stories right now at northbaybiz.com, or I'm going to tell mom on you.
102.7 The Wolf.
A little after 7 o'clock, it's Rick Michaels. Got a bunch of good stuff stacked up and ready for you. Yes is on the way. Also got the police coming up. CCR is in the mix, as well as Queen, Starship, some Elton John, Pat Benatar, and Aerosmith. And we're going to rewind the year 1980 coming up this hour on 102.7 The Wolf.
meep, meep.
Another check of the roadways, making sure you got a good ride. We always give you traffic at the 15s and 45s from the Burton's Bakery Traffic Center. Here's your Wolf Traffic Watch.
We've got a crash in Cotati. This report brought to you by Lowe's. It's southbound 101 before Sierra Avenue. It's a solo incident. It's blocking the left lane, and it has traffic stopped back to Gravenstein Highway. In Santa Rosa, the eastbound connector to southbound 101, we've got some flooding in the right lane of that on-ramp. And a fog advisory for Calistoga on Highway 29 at Mount St. Helena. If you're heading to Nevada this morning, starting to see southbound 101 fill in right around past Castaña down to San Antonio Road. It's about a 14-minute drive now from Petaluma to Atherton in Novato. Shop the closeout event now at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off major appliances, plus get an extra 20% off in-store clearance appliances valid through 1-3-24. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for details. I'm Lori Sanders at your Wolf Traffic Watch on 102.7 The Wolf.
Rewinds 1980.
Three American nuns and a lay worker are killed in El Salvador. We are watching MASH and WKRP in Cincinnati on primetime. In Sonoma County, new manor homes in Santa Rosa with Texas-sized kitchens and tons of closet space are offered at $78,500. And if you were listening to the radio, you'll remember this as The Wolf Rewinds 1980.
There goes my baby.
contrast in fancy vision. Take a long ride on the boulevard until the ready. Raise a little thing all over.
Queen at 102.7 The Wolf. I'm Rockin' Ricky Michaels. Wet Wednesday morning it is. And just wanted to remind you that, you know, we do have two signals, 102.7 and 102.5. 102.7 covering Santa Rosa, the Windsor, Healdsburg, Rincon Valley areas. And 102.5 covering you southbound on the 101 all the way through Cotati and into Petaluma.
Looking in your eyes, I see a paradise. World that I found is too good to be true. Standing here beside you, want so much to give you this love in my heart that I'm feeling for you.
Let them say we're crazy, I don't care about that. Put your hand in my hand, baby, don't ever look back. Let the world around us just fall.
time for the news on 102.7.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Wednesday, January 3rd. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. At least two of the defendants in the 2021 case involving pig's blood being smeared on the former home of a police officer are asking for mental health therapy instead of jail time. Colin Metcalf and Amber Lucas have applied for diversion to avoid incarceration. The two are joined by defendants Christina Henry and Kristen Amoyth in damaging the Agraria statue, which sits in front of the Santa Rosa Plaza with pig's blood as well. The judge in the case will review the request today. Santa Rosa drivers, beware. The city has lowered speed limits on 15 streets around downtown Santa Rosa. Most are now in the 20-mile-per-hour range. Streets around Old Courthouse Square, spreading north to 7th Street and south to 1st Street, along with most of Railroad Square, were trimmed by 5 miles an hour. Drivers will be given a 30-day grace period where police will issue warnings to those exceeding the new posted limits by 10 miles an hour or less. The city of Santa Rosa has a new director of transportation and public works. Dan Hennessy will join the city from Austin, Texas, where he served as project development lead for the Austin Transportation Department and has been involved in numerous freeway and highway infrastructure projects. In sports, the high school basketball rankings are out. For the boys, no changes at the top. Montgomery is number one with Cardinal Newman at number two. On the girls' side, Cardinal Newman stays at number one with Maria Carrillo in second. Your forecast, a chance of showers or thundershowers early, then clearing for the afternoon. Cool and breezy today, low to mid-50s.